This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
I've got a couple of familiar faces with me here today. Kristen is actually somewhere on a beach. That's a country song in itself,
that does
right there.
Sound like a country song.
So I'll let these folks introduce themselves from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And ladies first, what is your name, please?
Well, thank you so much. I'm Jenny Arter. I am the development manager at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care.
All right, and you are?
I am Seth White, vice president at Fairhope.
And gentleman farmer, I understand.
I am about almost 2 years into it.
Yeah.
So enjoying our farm down in Logan.
Yes. So we are actually, what do we want to talk about today? Now, again, I guess you guys are all in the euphoria and the afterglow of the trash to treasure sale, right?
Yes. We're going to call that euphoria and afterglow. I'm calling it exhaustion.
Okay.
But you call it that. Yes, it was a wonderful, wonderful event.
I heard nothing but good things. I heard that it was huge.
It was huge. It was my first year.
I've always been
in Lancaster, but I worked for a different company and I always had to work. Never took the day off to go over. But yeah, this was both of our first years, right, Seth?
Yeah. We're talking Friday afternoon, just how impressive it was.
Yeah.
To see all the people lined up Friday morning, and even before that, starting last Monday, really the work begins with our volunteers and Ron Rowley, our HR director, Twyla Summers, our volunteer manager. They just do such a great job, and it's really a machine at this point.
It is definitely a machine. That's exactly what I'd call it. It's unbelievable, the charity from our community at large. Mm-hmm. But these volunteers, what they do and how they support Fairhope, and not just Fairhope, but how they support each other.
Right.
They even provide food for each other as they're working, and it's just amazing.
It's a truly caring group, not only about Fairhope, but as you said, they care about each other, and they make sure that they're all being supported as well, because so many of the volunteers have come from using the services.
Yes,
you know,
they have.
And have been part of Fairhope as recipients of the care, and they're now paying that, not, I won't say paying it back, they're paying it forward to the next
paying it forward to the next families. I know each day they had at least 50, if not more, volunteers each day, Monday through Saturday.
So Seth, did you buy anything?
I actually bought a couple things. So
okay.
My wife, Christy, and my daughter, Ruby, joined us Thursday evening there. And Ruby took home a couple butterfly nets.
Oh, my.
So she'll put those to good use.
You never know what you're going to find.
There's a lot of treasure there, that's for sure.
Jenny, did you treasure up? Did you find anything?
So I have to tell you, I went on Wednesday to volunteer and help try to get some things organized. And walking in, I had a little bit of a panic attack. There's so much in those barns. And there's mm-hmm. three barns. If you've never been, this is something you got to mark on your calendar for next year. But yeah, I did. I bought some little pots for some succulents and some other little things, a book on Lord of the Rings that I've already smashed. So yeah,
so
a lot of stuff.
So you're declaring that you have a little pot. Is that what you're saying?
Six little pots.
All right, back in a few minutes. We've got Seth and we've got Jenny here from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. FairhopeHospice.org. Facebook page is Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
Home of the Pickering House.
I've got Seth and I've got Jenny from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, giving Kristen a little break, letting her take a vacation. How nice of you guys to
let her. Well-deserved break.
Absolutely.
As Vice President, Seth, you've been on the job about a year now, I believe.
About 8 months.
8 months.
Yes.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Time flies, yep.
So from the business aspect, and again, I want to kind of get an update, because one of the things that Kristen has told me and kept me up to date on is that you're the nuts and bolts guy. You're the one that's kind of taking care of a lot of the behind the scenes, letting Kristen be the face. And so it's great to see you out. I want to ask about the palliatives, the new clinic. Are we making progress on it?
Yes, we are. We are doing some renovations inside. So we're really gearing up to hopefully open the new clinic this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at 1319 East Main Street, just right down the street from our main campus.
Mm-hmm.
Also right down the street from Fairfield Medical Center. So we're excited about that. But yeah, really between tweaking some stuff on the outside and the inside, and then also working on some regulatory items to make sure we're crossing all of our T's, dotting all of our I's.
I remember many, many years ago when the Pickering House opened. We did a dedication, and then it was, we still have some state things to go through, and it took a month or two before they were able to, you know, take patients. I'm sure there's, it's a doctor's office, so it's a medical facility. It has to be absolutely correct.
Yep. And I think that's what attracted us to the space, is it's kind of already built out to exactly what we need. And it's, yeah, like just as I just mentioned, it's just a matter of making sure we got all of our ducks lined up in a row. And I think our palliative program's been in existence for almost 20 years.
Right.
So it finally has a brick and mortar space of its own. So we're super excited about that.
And Kristen is, one of her big jobs and what she's been doing and will continue to do is educate the public on what palliative care is. You know, who does that serve? I know that started with an idea 20 years ago, and now you have hundreds of patients that you're taking care of.
Yeah, and that's a big part of our opening as well as community education. So we're ramping up with them, really all summer long, heading into fall, of doing community education events on our palliative program and our palliative services.
Because as both of you know, change scares people.
Yes.
You know, it's, oh my God, now I've got to go. What? No, just relax. It's all good. You know what it sounds like to me, though, Seth, is that, you know, with everything going on with the palliative clinic, the Pickering House, the Anita M. Turner Center, the Logan office, sounds like that development director is going to have to work a little harder.
Yeah, she's running in place on a regular basis.
We were talking about the new palliative clinic and all the different facilities and services and volunteers, but Jenny Arter is the development coordinator, director?
Manager.
Okay. She's the development manager. So I'm going to hit the office space question. So what exactly is it you do around here?
So what I do is everything philanthropic that comes through Fairhope. So
fundraising,
donations, grants, things like that.
Do you do a good job with that?
Well,
I'm going to ask Seth in a second.
I've been here 8 months and 1 week.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
just 1 week ahead of Seth. So yeah, I had to hit the ground running in that department. We've got 2 grants in so far since I've been there. But our big opportunity right now is naming rights, actually, for the palliative clinic. We have quite a few rooms, and we're working on a proposal right now to send out to see if anyone in the, you know, surrounding area would like to support us in that way.
That's a great idea. I know when the Anita M. Turner Center opened and when we were working on that, we were able to name all the rooms.
Yep.
So.
And you've got a name down there.
Yeah. So, yeah. So yeah. I would say probably Mark probably ought to get a letter, don't you think? Saying, what do you want to do in the next one?
I think Mark's going to get a letter. He's on my list.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And if there's anybody else out there that would like to move forward and make a donation, you know, contact me. We are so fortunate that the families that come to our Pickering House or that have our services in their home, not only are they grateful for what our staff does, but oftentimes so is their extended family and friends. And so we oftentimes get donations. So that's almost a daily that I'm working
there.
On stuff there. And you know, being grateful. I think being grateful for what you have and what you've been given is huge, but being able to thank each person individually is even bigger.
I love
so
that.
That's part of my job, and I love to do that part.
And I see you out and about. I know that another thing you've been involved with is the Older Adult
Network. Sure.
Mm-hmm. You helped coordinate the Luau for Life, I believe.
I did. I think this is our fifth or sixth year that
we've
done
that. Huge event. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. I was so honored to be there. And just when I got there at 10 to start setting up and I see a line of people, I'm like, what's this line for?
It's almost the same line for Trash to Treasure. There's so many people lined up, but those seniors really come out in droves.
Yeah.
And my mom is one of them. Her and her two friends, they were right there in line and saw me and couldn't believe that they were going to get in. Are they going to get their T-shirt
and free
get
lunch.
All the information, the free lunch? Yeah.
It was more than just lunch. It was lunch packed in a Fairhope cooler,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Which you got to keep the cooler.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, and that's outreach and community. I know that, you know, your development, there are no strict lines. I mean, you have your responsibilities.
But I do, but I've got a marketing background.
Yes,
that's
you
what
do.
I've always done. So it's kind of hard to keep me inside.
If Kristen happens to hear anything from Florida, they did great. You guys did great.
Thank you.
Seth White and Jenny Arter. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.